What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Toast. Happy Tuesday. It is a very happy Tuesday indeed, because if you are not watching, you are listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. But you might not be able to see that Jax and Claude are together again. I am in Florida.
So exciting. Such a shock to the system. I'm sure people who are watching are just as shocked as I was, as I was when you came in last night. We were having dinner. Claudia vlogged the whole thing. She planned the surprise yesterday morning. She woke up and she said, I think I'll see my nibblings today.
I did say that.
And after the toast, she flew down to Florida. She vlogged like the planning and all of the behind the scenes things that she had to do. I had zero clue. And I was dining with the Shapiros last night at their house when the door opened. And instead of a murderer, it was La Turd.
It was, instead of a murderer, it was a sleigh.
It was La Turderer.
La Turderer. Yes, we won't give too much of it away. I did vlog the whole experience for our Patreon. You know, some of the reasoning why I came down here. You know, I don't know if anyone noticed, I didn't post a lot of Instagram stories yesterday. I was like kind of silent on the gram, and people were probably like, oh my God. One thing about me, I always have like 5 or 10 stories up.
Yeah.
Not you, me.
Oh.
No, you sometimes have no stories. Like, that's very uncommon for me.
Rarely these days. I've been extremely active, giving so much of myself to the gram.
But if you had no story, people wouldn't be like, oh my God, is
she
okay? Oh my God,
she's surprising her sister in Florida. Right. Yeah.
So I am so happy to be here. I'll be here, you know, till the end of time. I have no return flight booked. I'm just here being Returdia. And I'm very, very blessed, very excited to be with my family and to do a great week of episodes with the Flamingos.
The Flamingos finally get their day in the sun.
With Jax, with Bryce, with Strice, with Roldini, with Kay Lordia, with Levitson. The whole family. I'm so happy to be here. Like, really, it's been long. It's been a long time. December.
December was last time you were here?
Beginning of December.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess that was last time that I saw you, because I haven't
come to New York.
Come to New York since.
Which, you know, we'll get into later.
Yeah, no, I'm making plans. I'm making plans too. But, you know, January, new year, like, you try and like
hunker
be
down
where you are, you know. Put you're not roots. Just like trying to run away yet.
Put down roots.
But now that it's February, I'm ready.
Also, Jackie and I are kind of looking like sporty spice, like cool girl today. We are wearing our Spritz hats, which I feel like, I didn't realize we didn't sell them, because Ben wears them literally every day, but we had never put them up for sale until today. So at noon, which I feel like if you're listening to this, it's already noon. SpritzSociety.com.
Noon Eastern.
Jackie's wearing like a hunter green vibe.
A super cool green. I would say like it's kind of the green that my wedding color was for my bridesmaid. So that's like an emerald green.
Yeah, emeralds.
Emerald City. The front says Spritz Society and the back says Pickleball Classic, with a little pickleball on the side, because we love pickleball and it's just like a cool vibe.
And mine is like a white with a tangerine embroidery.
Yeah, I would
and
say it's tangerine.
It says estimated 2021. They're really cool. Ben wears them all the time. Is that not what EST stands for?
Established.
Estimated. Oh my God, like obviously. I'm so dumb. We have to cut that out. That's literally embarrassing.
But like, I guess technically it could be estimated.
No, because it's not like an estimation is like an about, you know?
But maybe they're just saying like about 2021. It's what we're about.
No, but like it was 2020. I appreciate you trying to like, you know, undo some of the damage I just did to my reputation.
Estimated.
But yeah, established 2021. SpritzSociety.com. Get your hats. I've been loving wearing like backwards hats.
That's so crazy.
I just feel like cool girls like can rock hats backwards. You know what I mean?
And that's you.
I'm nothing if not the coolest girl on the planet. Now, I want to talk to you about something. I don't know if I brought this up the last time I was here, but every time we podcast together, I sit in this chair and I stare directly at a $20 bill that's like sitting on the table. And I just want to know, one, how the $20 bill got there and how you have not, like, I cannot leave a quarter lying around without throwing it in my pocket. Like, 20, I think there actually might be two. I think it's $40.
Yeah.
What was it? I feel like.
I have no idea.
An idea of what it might be from. Like, when we were building the studio, like, we had the wallpaper guy come, people come, like, help. And maybe we had cash out to tip them. And, like, that was leftover cash.
Maybe.
But, like, I feel like I've walked past it enough times. Like, it's mine now. Like, I want to take it.
If you took it, I wouldn't, like, notice.
It has not moved. It hasn't been touched. It's literally right behind the camera. That's psychotic.
No, but it's like, you know, when you see something every day, you don't even notice it anymore. Like, I literally don't even notice it. It's like, if I were like looking for $20 in my house, like, I wouldn't even realize that I have $20 up here.
So like
$20.
So like, could I my show, it was $80. Mm-hmm. So like, could I take it?
Well, now that you've asked, no, but if you had stolen it.
No, maybe we'll get ourselves some lunch on the business.
Yeah. Let's do a vlog. How to far spend. We can get these $40.
In this economy, it's like three eggs.
Literally.
I don't think that $40, you know, since it's been sitting here, since you moved into your house, it's literally lost value.
I should have spent it when I put it down.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we got that out of the way. I feel like I'm always, like, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm never looking at the camera. I'm looking behind it at the $40.
It is so weird that it's up here.
So
now I'm looking at everything like there's a roll of toilet paper.
No, I hate to be negative.
I know you don't like the state of my studio, but
it's
works
better
for
than
me.
Last time.
Yeah, it works for me, like, because it's all just like crap that I need, and there's no organizing the crap.
Okay, let's talk about this. Okay, sweater that's literally for a child. It's so small.
It's a crop sweater.
It's a crop I'll sweater. Explain. It's sitting right. Why is it here? And there's a little bit of a stain.
Makeup.
Looks like maybe like an iced tea. You ever drink
the
iced
reason
tea?
It's sitting on a pile of merch over there. And the reason that it's here is because I wore it on the show and then I continued to do my job and take some pictures in merch. So I took it off, swapped it for some merch, and then went downstairs in my merch.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's
and
a good answer.
I'm not like running to bring it back to, oh, that's merch that never made
this
the cut.
This is merch that never made the cut. I think it's for the best. It's like, it's not that cute.
It's whatever. Sauce.
There's just like a lot of stuff in here.
Mm-hmm. My holiday lights, my printer paper. I've got some spritz. I've got a ton of cords because this is a studio.
You know, the cords don't bother me because that's like cords, like we're women at work, you know?
We're McCordia.
We're McCordia.
I guess I could get like some drawers and
should that be like our activity for the week to get this place in tip-top shape?
Yeah.
You don't sound excited.
Just because like I know where everything is. Everything's just like out. I have this like huge, it's weird because I have this bench thing. So I just put everything on the bench and like.
Listen, I'm not going to come in here and tell you, this is not my studio.
And like, I've been like, I get my work to you on time.
You
like,
kill it. You kill it
everything,
in the studio.
The files come through. They
so
come through
true.
Strong.
Strong.
It's like the way that it is.
Works
for your girl.
So you know what? I'll shut the fuck up.
I'll look online for a little like storage system maybe.
Yeah, I just thought it could be like a fun activity, you know, two sisters spending time together.
With $40 going to the Container Store.
Yeah. Oh, you know what $40 will get you at the Container Store? One hanger.
Yeah.
The Container Store is so pricey, but it's such a paradise.
An elevated experience.
It is. It is. My local Container Store actually went out of business. That was a really tough time for the community.
I'm sorry you had to experience that.
It's okay. Are you going to wear this hat the whole time?
No, I'm hot.
No, and...
Like, we're sitting under these bright lights.
Like, you have to fix your hair.
Of course.
I hate taking my hat off. I think I'll leave it on backwards. Do I look, like, cool at all?
It's a little, like, pull it down a little bit, but then you're going to be on your... Now it's weird, because your part is, like, through the...
Okay, what about this? Okay.
It's just, like...
Spritsociety.com, you guys.
The hats are super cool.
Yeah, I actually feel like I'm going to be wearing a hat a lot while I'm down here. The weather is truly gorgina.
Mm.
You know, I had doubts about you moving to Florida. I'm like, this humidity. And when you moved in the summer and when I came down, I was like, I was so right about this place. This bitch is crazy. I could never, ever. And it's such delightful weather. I was wrong. Like, there really is a breeze. It's warm, but it's not unbearable. And it's not humid.
No, and this time of year, there are days that are like cold.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
It's nice. I'm so happy to be here. I had such a great time last night. So, oh, you know what I started doing? Just to keep everyone abreast on the content. I started watching Ginny and Georgia.
I heard your TV was on like really late.
Okay, like 11:30 I turned it off.
I was like going to text you, like, but I didn't want you to think I was like trying to tell you to turn it off. But I just wanted to text you and be like, that's crazy that you're watching TV so late.
If you had texted me, I would have been like, oh my God, I'm getting kicked out. Right, my TV's too loud.
So that's why I didn't text you. But like, I... was surprised that you watch TV late. I feel like you don't do that.
Okay, late? It was 11:30.
You're like granny.
Yeah.
But you go to sleep earlier than me.
I have a hard time sleeping like when I'm not in my own house. Like I have to stay up late and make myself really tired so I don't lay there. And I still laid there for 30 minutes.
I laid for a while last night too. I guess just all the excitement.
I don't actually think there's a worse experience, like a worse part of being human than being like awake at night, not being able to sleep, having a lot on your mind, like going to the doomsday, like, you know, what if everyone I love dies? Like it is literally the worst part of being alive and you can't convince me otherwise.
Yeah, especially when like then it's getting later. I had to wake up a little earlier today and I'm just and then
you're like, if I fall asleep
the
now.
The hours are taking by, I'm gonna get 6 hours of sleep.
And then you're like, okay, now it's 5.5. Yeah. It's literally the worst thing ever. But I was still so happy to be here. I slept next to Harry. You know, his and I's rooms are right next to each other. So I felt like at peace. And I couldn't sleep because I felt protective. I'm like, I'm technically the first line of defense in this house, you know?
You and Theo.
Me and Theo. And let's be real, in a crisis, Theo's absolutely useless.
Right, his hearing is gone.
His hearing is gone. He's so lazy. He's out of shape.
But Bryce, that's where Bryce steps up. You can't move a muscle.
Yeah.
Without rah, 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 rah. Rah, 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 rah.
Such a, like an attention whore.
He's so cute, that Streis.
The boys had a great morning this morning. Jackie just happened to have Theo's, Bruno's grooming appointment today. So, you know, Theo had to like.
I'll take one too.
Yeah, and he took the first appointment like a true older brother would. And he looks great. He got his anal glands expressed. He's feeling really, really good and strong. This is a good start to his week.
It is. And it's like, this is going to be a strong Bryce and Streis week. Bryce isn't here because he is getting groomed right now. But then they'll be on the show all week because they like being in studio with us when we're together. And they're going to be looking their best. And that's really like, you love to see that for them.
Yeah. If we can't, they can.
They might as well. Yeah. But we're looking great because we have our new hats that we'll wear to the party tonight.
I was going to ask if you were going to wear your hat to the party tonight.
Of course, what else would I wear?
That is like, oh, by the way, your mic flag is upside down.
Engagement.
Speaking of things we fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's issue a correction from yesterday. Oh my God. I'll let Jackie speak because it was her fuck up.
Justin Baldoni is playing Ryle.
And apparently it's pronounced Riley.
Said who?
Colleen, like when she was in her TikTok, she's like, to me, it's Ryle. R-Y-L-E, first of all, bad name.
I'm not going to lie, I couldn't watch that TikTok.
Bad name.
Did you watch the whole TikTok?
No, I skipped because the first like 2 minutes were like she bought a house for her mom. I'm so happy for her, but like I don't care.
Yeah.
So I skipped to like where the caption said Blake Lively, you know?
Oh, okay. So he's playing Ryle, which is an even worse idea. Agreed. At least by saying it was Atlas, like we were making it sound better because like just based on that picture that they kept using, like he looks more like an Atlas, not like a Riley.
Yeah.
And his name, I'm sorry, cannot be Riley. Like
agreed.
To spell Riley, R-Y-L-E, is not a name. No, it's Ryle. If it was Riley, she would have spelled it like...
Two E's.
Or R-I-L-E-Y. It's Ryle. Like Kyle.
Like Kyle.
Like, it's Goodbye. Ryle. It's and then, the other thing was...
About Brock Purdy.
Is the third string.
Right, Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought he was like our star quarterback. He was already number two. I guess number one was some guy who obviously
How could it be some guy?
I hadn't heard his name.
I don't watch that much football, really. And I get my information from, like, whatever I see in that moment on TV and, like, what...
Pop culture.
Zach Weinreb and Zach Shapiro are saying. But never once was it mentioned that there was a third guy.
100%.
So, like, literally, how would I know that?
No clue. But we were just, like, spewing lies yesterday on the show.
No, but, like... When I think of the 49ers, like everyone has their quarterback that like, you know, And it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what I thought, but it's not.
I need to know.
But you know what? That just makes what the 49ers did this season that much more of an accomplishment. Because not only were they not on their first string quarterback, they weren't even on their second string. So you know what? They could be sad they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Or they could be proud of the work that they did with some third string nobody. Okay. Who's now a star, by the way.
Okay. Just want to say it says first Jimmy Garoppolo, second Brock Purdy. On this depth chart from the 49ers.com. It sounds like everyone owes me an apology.
Well, here's the other question. It's like, now that the season is over and
then
everyone's
Josh Johnson is number three. You guys,
Jackie,
are you talking about?
Now that the season is over and everyone's going to, you know, take some time off and heal, when they get back to the field for spring training, who's the quarterback?
I think that they're going to have to duke it out.
Yeah, or maybe someone gets traded. Like maybe the 49ers realize they have like two valuable players. Like they could switch
it up. They kind of have zero though, because that's what we saw. Because
everyone's injured.
Yeah. No, you need two good quarterbacks. I think that they will each like have to get in practice and prove who deserves to be first string. Like it should be a meritocracy.
Yeah, no, I think it will be. That'll be awkward for sure.
Yeah, but it happens, you know? It happens all the time.
100%.
where like the older guy has to take a back seat. And how does that make him feel? Is this still what he wants to do? Right. Maybe not.
Maybe not. And I feel like today, you know, we got a lot of feedback from yesterday's episode, mostly that we were wrong about the casting of Ryle. But from a lot of straight males, I think they really kind of connected with our content. And I think today we might have some straight males listening. So to them, I say, sup, dude, cowabunga, and I'll see you out on the slopes.
Yeah, and I would say also, I don't know if today's episode's going to be for you. Like, it's very...
back to basics,
like, here. I think all five stories are about females. Mm-hmm. No, actually, no, we do have an NFL-adjacent story.
Love that.
So you should stick around.
And you should stick around. I think we might surprise you, straight boys. I think that you'll be shocked at what you see here and how much you're enjoying it and how truly funny women can be. I think it'll be surprising.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys to go on this journey. And feel free to make yourselves known. Leave a comment on YouTube. Where are you from? What do you do? How'd you get here? Always curious about our straight male toasters.
Yeah, I feel like they're all just like husbands who have to listen in the car. And now maybe they'll listen like a little less begrudgingly.
Less begrudgingly, yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, that means we're just helping toasters in need.
Yeah.
And it's not even Wednesday.
And bringing toasters together. Like it would be amazing if there was a podcast that Zach and I both loved. And like we would like sit and listen and crack up.
Yeah. I feel like when they're like.
Maybe it'll be New Heights.
When there are couples who like love podcasts, it's always like the wife loves the toast and the guy loves PMT, you know?
Oh.
What's that one stand
part
for?
Part of my take. But yeah. Where are you getting this information?
Just like from what I see on social media. Like, it's like, I do believe like in a lot of, like we are the female equivalent of PMT, like a daily show.
Oh, okay.
I think that's like what the vibe is out there. I've never listened to PMT. I'm sure they're great, but I think that's like who we are in the landscape of podcasting. I'm pretty sure.
I've never thought about that.
Well, I've thought like if they're, you know.
Who are we the female equivalent of?
Because you really.
Honestly, New Heights.
But they're weekly.
But they're brethren.
They're brethren, but they are weekly. And like.
Maybe in the off season, they'll go to daily.
I love that. But when you really think about podcasting, it's the modern radio. And people, weirdly, podcasts are a weekly thing. But radio is a daily thing. Like you have a daily show. So I think I think I'm right about like the female equivalent.
It makes sense because it's like. Our entertainment is their sports.
Yeah.
It's every day.
Yeah.
But it's just one main host, no?
No.
Is it brethren?
No, it's not brethren, but it's the guys. You know them. The guys.
I know the one.
The mustache.
Yeah.
Big cat.
Big cat.
Yeah. You know he's a father?
And a mother.
I know. And I'm not sure about the other guy, but like I feel like there's another guy.
And it's not KFC.
No, no, no. I think he like kind of looks like KFC. I really have no idea, but wishing them the best.
Yeah, they're tops.
They're tops?
Like top of the charts.
They're gay?
Oh my God, no. You know, tops is an adjective.
Where I come
in
from?
In the book I was just reading, like they were like, this house is tops. She was like, why aren't you happy, Marjorie? This house is tops. Oh. Your husband like, yeah.
Where I come from, tops is a noun. I mean, I guess where I come from, it could also be an adjective. No, it's like you're a top. It's a noun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the thing about language, constantly changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel
like it's time. I'm looking at the clock and it's like, it's totally time.
What is the clock saying? The clock's saying it's time.
To dive in to.
To what?
The Fast Side Stories that you need to know. Yeah, you.
This episode of The Toast is supported by State Farm. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create a plan that gives you options so you get an affordable price, and it comes with lots of benefits, like the coverage you want, a policy that helps cover what's important to you, and an affordable price just for you. Because after all, life is just better when you can personalize your experiences. I feel like we're constantly talking about personalization here on the show. Comedy is personal, poetry is personal, and you know what else is? Insurance. Because we all have different needs, and being able to make a really personalized price plan from State Farm is so easy because, you know, insurance is not one size fits all. Personalization means you have the power to choose what you want to include and leave out what you don't. And it just feels better that way because insurance should work like that. That's what State Farm Personal Price Plan is all about. You can choose to include coverage options like bundling your home and auto policies. And that means you'll get the coverage you want at an affordable price that's made just for you. In the end, you'll have a policy that gives you what you want. And what's better than that? What's better than getting what you want? Literally nothing in this world. Nothing in this world compares to just like having things catered to you.
Being the way that you need them to be, because everyone is different.
No, and you know, the world revolves around me, but the world also revolves around you.
Yeah.
Everyone's world revolves around themselves, and State Farm understands that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to say this. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Kind of botched that. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Prices vary by state and options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary. Again, that's call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Today's episode is also brought to you and sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. But sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. If you've been thinking about giving therapy a try or it's something you've wanted to do but you don't really know where to start, check out BetterHelp. It's a really accessible and affordable way of getting therapy. It's a great option. It's convenient. It's flexible, affordable, and done entirely online. What I really like about BetterHelp is, you know, once you get connected with a licensed therapist, you can change really easily because, you know, not everyone is going to connect with everyone. And I find that like a lot of people who have great success with therapy had to change, you know, one or two times before they found the right therapist. And BetterHelp makes that really easy. How it works is you'll fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/toast to get 10% off your first month today. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/toast, betterhelp.com/TOAST. Start taking care of your brain, your mental health, and you today. It's never, ever too late to start looking out for number one, and that's you. And BetterHelp is a great place to do that. betterhelp.com/toast.
So true. So while you were doing that, I was doing a little research on Pardon My Take.
Okay.
And the name of Big Cat's co-host is PFT Commenter.
Yeah, he has long hair.
Okay, but like that's why we probably couldn't
so
name
many,
him.
There's only so many acronyms
He's PFT Commenter and his real name is Eric Sollenberger.
Right, that's why we didn't know his name, because he don't have a name.
And what I also found to be interesting was I went to the sports category to see where PFT
number one
PMT ranks. It's number two today because New Heights is number one.
It all comes back to the Kelce brethren.
Everyone is feeling the same way that we're feeling about Brother v. Brother, and they want to hear what the Kelce brethren have to say about it.
Have you seen the viral photo of their mom, what she'll be wearing to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, where
it is a custom jersey, half Eagles, half Chiefs. Queen, we love an equally supportive queen.
Yeah, I mean, she must be really torn. Like,
no, not torn. Travis Kelce was asked in the press conference after the game, like, you know, this is huge. Like, what are you feeling? He was like, I just know this is, no one's going to have more fun at the Super Bowl than my mom.
Oh, of course.
She can't lose.
She can't lose. But it's just, it's literally so crazy.
No, it's the craziest thing. She's a
P-gel. Like, if she doesn't have the best seat in the house, shut it down.
I need whoever's sponsoring the Super Bowl. I need, like, Apple Music to get this woman, like, a box on the field.
No, she needs a 50-yard line, first row, and then I think, like...
butler.
Then at halftime, she goes to the other side
that's good.
To support the other son.
That's really good. Somebody just needs to make sure she's, like, taken care of to the highest degree.
And that, like, maybe she sits, like, at the 50-yard line and then at the... end zone, and then at the 50-yard.
She'll work around each quarter like a clock. 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
We need a channel that's like just camera on her.
We actually, you know, if I worked in marketing right now and I was working on the Super Bowl, like I would try and get to her because a million eyes on her.
We have to get her on the toes.
I know. I mean, she obviously respects podcasting her sons.
Yeah. Maybe she like is a toaster and she was like, these sisters do it. Like, why not you?
Oh my God. Were we the inspiration for New Heights?
When did New Heights come out?
It definitely feels relatively new, or maybe people are only caring about it in the last couple of months because the possibility of two brothers being in the Super Bowl was like a potential thing.
So crazy.
And also there's a clip from, they also, Jackie, they vodcast too. And there's a clip of like a moment on the podcast that's going crazy viral because the other brother, Jason, has kids. And the daughter like ran into the podcast and sat on the dad's lap. And she's like, hi, Uncle Trav or whatever. What's
Travis.
Travis. That's his name?
Yeah.
Catching Kelce?
Travis Kelce.
I really think his first name is catching. She's like, hi, Uncle Travi. And Travis Kelce's like so hot. And he's like, hey, baby girl, how you doing? And like that moment of him like being like, hey, baby girl, there's like a million views on this video. He looks so hot. So it's just like, it's even more press for the podcast. This is honestly podcast press a podcaster could only dream of.
You could only dream of. I think you and I should join the WNBA.
And you know what? If we want to be even more irrelevant than we are now, that's what we should do. Justice for the NBA, WNBA.
Yeah, but like everyone wants justice for the WNBA, but nobody wants to watch
and support.
Like no one even wants to like just turn the channel on and walk out of the room.
It's so true. I feel like people are always talking about like the imbalance in sports. I mean, look at the WNBA, and the people who say that have never once bought a ticket, a t-shirt, a subscription.
Couldn't be caught dead watching. Like where do you even watch?
Such an important question. I know that the Liberty, I think that's the, that might be the D-League men's team, not the WNBA. I think they're the Liberty. I know that they play at MSG, but it's like, you know, only a couple of rows of people.
Middle of the day.
It ain't right. It's really so sad.
No, like, but like, it's...
It's just the, like there's not a market for it. The market,
like it is what it is.
No, but it's like we all know it's wrong and we're all actively not helping.
No, but it's like you can't force people to care about things that they don't care about.
No, I know.
And this is meant to be entertainment. Like, I don't, like you get to choose what you are entertained by.
No, I know. Are there any sports, well, outside of the Olympics.
Where women's are
more popular.
Gymnastics.
But that's the Olympics.
Okay, but even like, you know. There are national college. Level college and women's is way gymnastics. More popular than men.
Yeah.
I feel like for a while, soccer, you could say, in this country.
Because women were so much better, and they still are.
But even like, you know, 30 years ago, like Mia Hamm.
Right.
You know, I don't know who was doing that on the men's team in the U.S.
Can I tell you a story? So random that you brought up Mia Hamm. Mm-hmm. So when we were in Belize, we were out to dinner and we were playing this game where like a person would leave the table and we'd all come up with a celebrity. Like we choose a celebrity and then they come back and like ask a million questions until they figured out what celebrity okay. we were talking about.
Okay.
And we tried to do like really random people. Like no one would choose like Kyle Richards for me. They chose okay. like someone, I think somebody did like Putin, like so random. So for somebody, we chose Mia Hamm. Not only did the person who it was not know who Mia Hamm was, nobody at the table knew either. Like when we were all like coming up, it was just me and Becca. And we were like, you guys don't know Mia Hamm?
That's disgraceful. Who was, believe? Like, I guess nobody knew, but
nobody knew.
Margo didn't know?
I don't think Margo knew.
She's a little young.
Yeah. I was just like, is Mia Hamm not like LeBron James? Like,
she's not LeBron James, but
she's like Billie Jean King.
No, she's like Nancy Kerrigan, you know?
Okay, but like Nancy Kerrigan might've been unknown if she didn't get her knees bashed in.
Yeah, but like Mia Hamm might have been unknown if she wasn't an amazing, like everyone has their story. Everyone has their thing.
Oh my God, that was like literally like girl boss gaslight repeat. Like what? That's like, not what we're saying.
No, you're saying she like.
Like Mia Hamm is known for being the GOAT and I'm trying to think of somebody else who's known for being the GOAT. Nancy Kerrigan is known for getting her knees bashed in.
In a GOAT-like way.
Literally.
Okay, someone, a female who's known for being the GOAT, like any of the
Billie Jean King.
Figure skaters that were like.
Michelle Kwan.
Yeah. Yeah, Billie Jean King is just like, I barely know who that is.
No, and Billie Jean King, more for like her, like she's obviously an amazing tennis player, but I think she's also known more for like the strides she made for women and like the gay community more than like, she's still like an amazing.
Like if I was like someone chose Billie Jean King for me, like maybe on my 1,000th question, I would have gotten
I would never have guessed Billie Jean King. Do you want to play that game right now?
Sure.
Okay, let me think of someone so motherfucking random.
It's hard because like I just want to choose the Kelce brothers.
You want to choose, so do I. Okay, I got one.
Okay. Am I a man or a woman?
No, sorry, it's only yes or no questions.
Am I a woman?
No.
Am I a man?
Yes.
Am I an athlete?
No.
But I could be. Am I an actor?
No.
Am I a singer?
No.
Am I a celebrity?
Yes.
Am I a politician?
No.
Am I a reality star?
No.
Am I an influencer?
No.
Am I employed?
Yes.
Elon Musk.
No. I'm trying to think of someone random for you. Not if I wanted to guess who would be Jackie's first guess, I would have done Elon Musk.
Am I a businessman?
Yes.
Am I successful?
Yes.
Am I like one of the ones?
Adjacent.
Ew. Am I liked by the hosts of The Toast?
I don't think they care.
Am I discussed by the hosts of the toast?
Maybe once a year.
Do I own a company? Am I a CEO?
Kind of. Like, no, you're not, but you're like at the top of what you do.
Jay Shetty?
No.
Do I?
You're like getting close. I can feel it.
Yeah. Do I, I'm at the top of what I do. Do I do TED Talks?
I don't think so.
Am I in social media?
No.
Who the fuck am I? So I'm in business.
Yeah, like you have a job.
Oh God. Am I Ben?
No, it's a celebrity.
I'm a celebrity with a job, man.
Yeah. I feel like it's like so easy now. Like, go back to some of the earlier questions, because you asked a question and I said no, but like you were close.
Because it was like a sports job. A-Rod?
No.
Am I former sports?
No.
Am I famous for just business, my business prowess?
Yes.
Huh. Am I Jeff Bezos? No. Am I Bill Gates?
No.
Am I?
Like, you're not far. Like, you're not.
Am I American?
Close. Yes.
Am I New York based?
I have no fucking idea. I feel like you're circling the drain. Like.
Like, how so? It sounds like kind of like a losery businessman.
Like, I actually thought I didn't choose random enough. Like, you would get it so quick.
And I'm not discussed by the host of the toast, really.
Like, maybe once a year. Like, I'm not telling you until you get it.
This is so hard.
Ask more questions.
Okay. So, did I create my business?
No.
Am I alive?
Yes.
So, I'm the CEO of a business someone else created?
Yes. And CEO was like a loose term.
I'm head of.
Yes. Come on.
I literally don't know. Bob Iger?
No. But like, you're getting closer.
The other guy who just got fired?
No.
Ted Sarandos?
No. You're moving further away.
Okay, back to Disney, Bob Iger.
No, back before that.
Before Bob Iger. I was I am the CEO of a company I did not create.
But like not really a CEO. If I told you his title, it would give it away.
Gary Vee?
No. This game is hard.
It is.
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Okay, thank you. It's also hard because like there's a clock.
Okay, I literally said his name yesterday randomly on the toast.
Oh my God. That like really doesn't help me.
Okay, should I just tell you? Because like I'm sure the listeners want to kill
I'm
us.
I'm sure the listeners are baffled.
I feel like people might have gotten it. Am I telling you?
Give me one more clue.
Okay. So his job is like kind of like polarizing in the sense of like a lot of people fucking hate him and think he's like bad at his job. But it's just because they're like fanatics.
How is it not Elon?
It does sound like I'm describing Elon, but I'm not.
His job. This can't be Greta Thun.
No, I should have chose Greta.
You should have.
Yeah.
Okay, I give up.
Okay. You want one more clue?
Sure.
Okay. Dave Portnoy's like biggest enemy.
Suitman?
No.
Dave Portnoy.
Roger Goodell.
Oh my God. I would have never gotten that. Because
you asked, you said, is he an athlete? And I have to say no, but like, yeah. I wish you said, does he work in sports?
Claudia, I would have never gotten that in my life.
Isn't it a fun game?
Yeah, I just wasn't. I was really thinking in the business sector.
It's a great dinner party game. Feel free to take that with you to your next dinner party.
And Roger Goodell is a good one.
Yeah.
Suitman.
Not us being like so barstool today.
So barstool. Barstoolia. Are you ready for our
stories? Barstoolia.
Are you ready for our stories? Okay. First story, switching gears. The Jonas Brothers get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They wrap up their ceremony with an album announcement. Their upcoming record, The Album, arrives May 5th. The Jonas Brothers appeared in LA earlier yesterday to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with crowds of fans gathered to celebrate the honor nearly two decades into their career. The sibling trio wanted to send them off with a gift too, saying, I think we should make a quick announcement. We are excited to announce that our new album, The Album, will be coming out May 5th.
So I just have to say, I loved like all the content we got out of yesterday. Like Priyanka was there with their baby and we had never seen the baby. And then Danielle was there with the kids. Sophie Turner was there. Sophie Turner did not bring her child. She had two. Yes.
Yeah.
She did not bring the kids. So we still haven't seen those kids. I feel like she's like, we're never going to see them. But like, was anyone else confused? I thought like Hollywood Walk of Fame was like literally for like actors.
Oh, not even actors, but like, you know, people at the end of a storied career. I feel like these days it's just like PR.
No, I feel like whenever I hear about somebody getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, I'm like, they didn't have one already. It's like really like a long-term thing. And I feel like the Jonas Brothers are still like in their prime.
Yeah.
At their peak, excuse me. And I feel like you don't get it at your peak.
No, or that you shouldn't. Like just that's something that you could do when you're less busy and it's like your legacy.
Right.
But I just kind of feel like it's like, you know, Madame Tussauds. Like, it's like, I want one, they want me, let's do it.
I feel like the Walk of Fame still has like a little bit of integrity. Like, Madame Tussauds has no integrity, I agree.
No, I think Madame Tussauds is still cool, and the Walk of Fame is still cool, but like, it's not like, you know, the Hall of Fame.
No, but the thing is with Madame Tussauds, like, people's come in and out. So like, you can be really hot and like very famous and then like years later fade into irrelevancy.
And then it's, you go to a warehouse.
You go to a warehouse.
Or another country.
They bring in new people. It's like a rotating door. But the Walk of Fame is like, there's only so much real estate.
There's a lot of sidewalks. Like,
yeah, you, but like,
technically we could go on forever.
Technically you could, but like it lives forever.
Yeah.
So it's more permanent. And that's why I feel like they wait till like someone's really year after year after year after year been like super, super famous. And I don't know, they're just so young. Like they're in their 30s. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it was definitely surprising, but I feel like it's like a PR thing at this point.
Yeah. And it was a gorgeous, Morgan Stewart was there. It was like a really celeb. I also always find it interesting who the celebrities ask to come. Like that's how you know who like their actual friends in Hollywood are, not just like media friends. Mm-hmm. Like Andy Cohen, of course, had John Mayer. Like I always find it really interesting. Like what
so
other
who did they invite?
The McGraws, mm-hmm. Their family. I think that was it.
Yeah, I didn't see anyone else of note.
But I find that interesting, like the celeb friendships and who they have like speak on their behalf.
Yeah, well,
I think like Mariah Carey spoke at Andy Cohen's. Like Andy's had like, of course, Andy's like such like a star fucker. Yeah. Andy's was like filled with celebrities.
Yeah, all three brethren spoke here, I think. I didn't see Kevin speak, but Joe spoke and Nick spoke, but I'm sure Kevin said, yeah, he did.
I'm ready for a new Joe Bro album. I feel like it's been a long time.
Me too. So Kevin posted a video that was like teaser with a little bit of song, mm-hmm. And the song was good.
I feel like they released the album when they got back together and it was really good. Then they did like a couple singles that like are not a part of the album. Because like whatever happened to the most underrated best song on the planet? What a man gotta do. What a man gotta do to be totally locked up by you. That was good. So is that like on an album or is that gonna be on this album? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me go to...
I just love that song.
Yeah, that is a good song. Let me go to Happiness Begins, which was the last album that they released.
Was that the first album together as a reunion? Yeah. So there's only been
2019.
One.
Yeah, this is like Sucker.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then What a Man Gotta Do. That's a good...
Was that a single? I think it was.
Who's in Your Head? Remember This? But that was for the Olympics.
No, and a lot of what they do is like a collab with Marshmello.
Leave Before You Love Me.
Oh, gotta leave before you love me.
All really good songs. Also, Greenlight from Songland.
Ryan Tedder was there, speaking of.
Of course.
He was there to support. He played a huge role in their comeback.
Yes, he did. He was on their album, Happiness Begins.
Does anyone else, like, I feel like another Jonas Brothers break. I don't want to, like, put this out in the ether. I definitely feel as though another Jonas Brothers breakup is like on the horizon. I feel like there's such weirdness and tension, no, especially between Joe and Nick.
Joe spoke yesterday and he said something that ensured that there won't be.
Oh.
Like he said, I forget what it was exactly from what I watched. It's something like, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years and we'll be doing it for 20 more.
Okay. I mean, I perhaps I'm just reading into it, but like whenever I see people sharing, you know, I went to the Jonas Brothers, they had a Vegas residency. I'm like always watching the dynamic between Nick and Joe, and like I don't know if I'm just seeing stuff or I'm looking for stuff, but I feel like there's like hatred.
I think
there,
there's weirdness, but I think at this point they've figured out a way to work together where hopefully they can just be like coworkers when they're working and then like brothers when they're not. Yeah. And not trying to like be meld up each other's butts. Yeah, like we are not. Yeah. Everyone can be up each other's butts like us.
No, but it is my favorite place to be. Right.
Oh, of course.
Up your ass.
And I can't imagine
not being there,
not being and being like one way when we're working and another way when we're with the family.
No, me neither. That would be so fucking weird.
Right. But like for, you know, millions of dollars, right, they'll figure it out.
For millions of dollars, I'll act however you want me to act. Okay?
Right. Right.
Just
when it's the difference between like literally being part of a band that can go on a world tour and make millions of dollars or, you know, trying out my thing solo again. we'll make it work.
Yeah. And then there was like that weird thing, like after they got back together, like Nick released a solo album that floppity flop, flop, flopped. And
what
I think it,
album?
Spaceman. Yeah. And I feel, yeah. I feel as though he's been cured of wanting to go out on a solo career. Cause like that was like kind of embarrassing. It was like such a flop.
Yeah. Spichemin.
I could use some space, man. Something like that.
That's Casey Musgraves.
No, that's you can have your space. Cowboy. No, his is like, I could use some space. Like something like that. Man.
It wasn't like Spichemin.
It wasn't. And that's why it flopped.
Should have talked to us.
100%.
Anyways, it's really cute.
Yeah, it was.
Excited for a new album, new era. Like to see these boys in spotlight doing their thing. And I'm glad that they used their time off productively. Like many a baby were born.
Yeah, they made an album. Baby, baby, baby.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's great. Mazel tov.
And I just love to see Danielle Jonas out here, girly from New Jersey, like, you know, doing the most.
Yeah.
And keeping up with everyone. Like, she slays.
Oh, she slays. And I just feel like her and Kevin, like, they enjoy their life that's like so exciting.
But also so normal.
So grounded.
Yeah, no, I think
they've got the best of both worlds.
Honestly, I think if I could like in an ideal world, like have to trade lives with any of the Jonas Brothers, like I would probably want Kevin's.
100%.
He gets like, you know, be in the studio with Ryan Tedder, go to the Grammys, but he also lives like this hella normal life. His kids are grown. He had kids earlier, so his kids are grown now. And I feel like they're just like really enjoying the comeback. I don't know. I feel like they have a nice life.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our next story?
Mm-hmm.
Julia Fox is dismissing critics of her modest New York City apartment, says it provides a sense of normalcy for her son. So Julia Fox went viral on TikTok last week.
So viral.
She did an apartment tour of her New York City apartment where she lives with her son, Valentino. And it was not what you would maybe think when you think of where does Julia Fox live.
Right. And when
where
you think of
the
Julia Fox
live.
Literally. Also, just when you think of Julia Fox, she's like this it girl, fashion girl. And I think a lot of people were shocked because, you know, when you see someone in fashion, you think like fashion is rich. But I feel like actually if you like work in fashion and like you're not like born into like a rich family, there's actually not a lot of money in like being a socialite.
Yes. But I think there's two things. It's like, I don't know how much money she makes or how much money she has, but she has consciously decided to live a
modestly.
Certain way. And that is modestly. And she said in this follow-up video that she just posted, like, this is the apartment that she brought her son home to when she gave birth to him. She gave birth to him a year before she started dating Kanye. I do think like her fortunes have changed a little bit, but she wants to keep a sense of normalcy for him. So the apartment is technically a two-bedroom, but she took her bedroom and she put her bed in the living room so that her bedroom could be Valentino's playroom, which was so cute. And then like she shows the apartment, which has a lot of stuff in it, like New York City apartments do. And then she shows Valentino's room, which is like a child's dream playhouse.
I have to say, it actually really like, it was a chaotic tutorial and like her house was messy and you know what, whatever. But the way like her whole house was like so chaotic and then her son's bedroom was like Architectural Digest, it actually made me really like her, like how she like really doesn't care about like really anything except the welfare and happiness of her kid. And I thought that was like really sweet.
Yes, I thought that was really sweet too, except then when I saw Valentino's room, I was like, oh, he has everything that he needs in his room. It's a little paradise. Like you could put your bedroom back in the bedroom. You could put your bed back in the bedroom because like it's not like that playroom like had that much going on. And like if I'm Valentino, I'd rather play in my room.
Yeah.
Plus she said that Valentino doesn't even sleep in his room. He sleeps with her. So they're both sleeping in the living room and there's two bedrooms.
Yeah, but I just feel like for her, it's not about what makes sense. You know, like she's just like our chaotic, like all over the place girly. Like logic doesn't go here.
No. And so I really did appreciate like how much her life revolves around her son. And like whatever space she does have, she's going to maximize it for Valentino. Mm-hmm. Until she said that there's mice and that they're chilling.
And that like she like leaves food for them and like their pets. She's not actively trying to exterminate the roaches and the rats.
No, like Valentino will drop crumbs and like they know that overnight their mice friends will clean it up.
Yeah. No. And I'm all about, you know, protecting animals, but I do think she's taking it a little far. And that's just for me personally, not cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the thing about Julia Fox is like, and I think that's, I don't know if she's doing it intentionally, but it's definitely a part of her success is like, she's kind of crazy.
I think that's just who she is.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she posted another video live from her birthday trip in the Bahamas talking about the reaction. She said, that She noted at the time that she knew she was going to get roasted, but she said, despite anticipating some haters, she was surprised at the negative response she received and posted a video in response saying, quote, I really wasn't expecting my apartment tour to go so viral. People are really freaking out over it. It's really just not that deep. This just happens to be the apartment that I took my son home from the hospital in, so it's his home. It really is Valentino's apartment. It's like a sentimental thing. That's kind of why I'm like, even though I could probably afford a bigger place, probably because I am in New York after all, it's about having that sense of normalcy from Valentino. She added that she hopes her son will grow up being in touch with reality because, quote, I grew up in the real world, believe it or not, so I just want my son to have the same. She also said that she didn't want her son to be a, quote, fucking prick.
No, for sure. And by the way, the apartment, when you look past the crap everywhere, it's like a really nice big two bedroom in New York City. Like, that's still an expensive apartment. Just didn't look it because, like, it was just kind of like a tornado had ran through it.
Yeah,
it was. But it's still, and I'm sure it's in a great part of town. Like, it's still an expensive apartment. And I'm sure, I'm assuming she rents it.
Yeah, I don't think people had it. Took umbrage with like the size of the apartment. It's a two bedroom in New York.
She has like a big kitchen.
She lives in a neighborhood that she wants to be in, but it was just the stuff.
Yeah.
There was a lot of
stuff.
Ashes of friends.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of shoeboxes in the kitchen.
Yeah, relatable.
Which, like, in New York City, you cannot keep shoeboxes. Like, I know you can't. All want to, like, for resale. Like, it's...
Yeah.
But you gotta get rid of them.
So true.
And they go for the same amount, whether you have the box or not.
So motherfucking true.
She needs a little bit, like...
She's like a home organizer to come over.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Speaking of, but, like, viral TikTok...
She's Julia Fox, and she's not listening to us.
No, and you know what? Respect. Like, I kind of love people who don't fucking listen to anyone.
I really like that she does not give a fuck. No one's going to say something that's going to make her change her mind.
I should go clean my house. Like, fuck off. But speaking of viral TikToks, it's worth mentioning. I know you're probably not keeping abreast on the Michaela situation.
No, I was going to ask you.
Michaela has still not said a word.
Okay, I have a new theory. And also it's kind of adjacent to our next story, okay, which is about Jeffree Star.
Yes.
Who is back at it. And fans are freaking out because he posted some photos with, quote, his new NFL boyfriend. And everybody is trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
So he set off wild speculation as he posted a photo of him on a private jet with his, quote, NFL boyfriend, and fans are desperately trying to identify the mystery player, even going so far as zooming in. They posted a picture of him holding hands, and they, like, found a little freckle on his hand.
Oh, my God.
They're like, it's an identifier, and they're trying to find football players with an identifier.
Who are 6'6".
Because he's taller than Jeffree.
No, and Jeffree said, my 6'6 NFL player.
Oh.
In one of his tweets.
Yeah.
But that's what's so funny about the Michaela thing is, like, so, you know, Jeffree also made a return last week.
In
response to Michaela, he made a video. He's back reviewing makeup, and he reviewed the telescopic mascara that set the world on fire. And everyone was, like, living for it. And it was all these people who are like, I hate Michaela. She needs to be held accountable. And it's like, okay, so you're going to lose your... And these are the same people who, like, a year ago was like, Jeffree Star is problematic. So it's like, you're so... Like, the internet is so unscrupled, and everyone's like, we're against cancel culture. And you said something last week that, like, resonated so deeply within my soul. Because, you know, we're now at the place where it's like, everyone agrees cancel culture.
Most,
it's like
most
people agree cancel culture is not the vibe. And it's like embarrassing if you're out here, like, canceling people.
And like if you were to, you know, say and be like, I'm pro cancel culture, like,
you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
So now it's like, yeah, we're not on board cancel culture anymore. But the people who still, like, want to cancel people, they now call it holding people accountable. That's, like, the new word. When I see that, I'm like, radar. And so everyone's like, we need to hold Michaela accountable because she lied. Michaela lied. Bush died.
Michaela lied. People died.
So it's those people who are like, I'm just holding her accountable. And those are the same people who 2 years ago were like, I cannot believe that you would use, like, a Jeffree Star lip gloss. Like, you know what he's done? So it's like, they're so unscrupled. Like, it's just whenever it's popular, yeah, are you going to be like, we're holding Jeffree accountable. So it's like, we're now... You said, you know, Jeffree Star said and did horrible things. You'll never support him. But now Michaela maybe wore a false lash, and so you're going to go back. This whole saga has really shown how fucking dumb people are, and I'm living for it.
Yeah, so I like Jeffree's video.
He came for Michaela.
He came for a little bit. He acknowledged, like, she's a new queen of beauty, and, like, people are coming for your reviews. And he did say, like, one thing that, I like, struck a chord with me. It's like... And the way that I feel is, like, Michaela, if you want to wear a lash or, like, you want to do a little, like, false promo to sell more mascara, like, that's fine. And then maybe if you did lie about it, I want to get to the lie after. But, like, if she lied, like, she has only hurt herself. She has shot her credibility, because being a successful influencer, especially in the beauty space, is all about like people believing
trusting you.
So if you lie, you are hurting yourself and your business. My new theory is that she did not wear a false lash, but that she ended her video with a filter on to like make herself like look pretty.
And by the way, TikTok filters, like the popular ones, smooth your skin and add a lash.
Right. Like even Instagram filters, like they add a lash. And so that, like, I did see the shadow that people are talking about, and I think it was a filter. So when she commented back, "I did not wear a lash,"
she wasn't lying.
She wasn't lying, but she enhanced her look with a filter. And like, I know people really don't like when people do beauty reviews.
Beauty TikTokers use filters.
With a filter. And on principle, I totally get it. But like, there have been so many times, and I guess if you're getting paid, it's a little different. But like, so many times I'll be like, "Oh, I want to show this lipstick." And like, I'm wearing a filter because like, I'm human and I want to look my best.
Of course.
And like, you could still see what the lipstick looks like, no?
No, I know. It's a little different when like you're selling a mascara and the filter literally has lashes. It's like a little too on the nose.
But I feel like, in maybe in her mind, it's like, okay, I showed the mascara how it works, and now here's my final look filter. Right.
She wasn't wearing lashes the whole time. It was just in the final frame. So maybe it was like, finished look, I'm a beauty queen. I totally get what you're saying. It's really hard for me to care. You know what I mean?
I know. But once, like, I feel like a lot of people feel this way. It's like, when I'm not in this conversation, I'm like, Michaela did or didn't.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The world goes on.
When I start talking about it, I'm like, well, how many lashes did she wear?
Like, people literally zooming in and counting the clumps. Like,
if she just wore one lash, then maybe when she said, "I'm not wearing lashes," it wasn't a lie.
Maybe she was wearing a lash.
Because it wasn't plural.
I like that.
So if she put on a strip, it's just a one.
Lash.
But my new theory is,
filter.
I'm done. I'm feeling myself. Here's my final look. You finalize everything with a filter. And she just didn't think
that it would go as viral as it did. I mean, the video is at like 50 million views. She has still not responded. I just wanted to update you and everyone.
I'm literally obsessed with the whole thing.
I'm so curious.
Like, I love this for her. I love this for L'Oreal. I don't know how it ends. I hope she's okay, because she's gone through like a lot of backlash recently.
No, and she's been very vocal. She has like a lot of mental health problems. She's like had depression since she was 16. I do feel like, like, the possibility of her like not being okay is like very real.
I don't think she's someone who handles this stuff well. Mm-hmm. And it's a little scary to think about. Like, I saw a video of her crying because she was going to try on wedding dresses.
Yeah, no, it was like a very everyday normal thing that like sent her over the edge.
Thing.
Yeah, that like she was hysterically crying and she has body image issues and she was explaining why, and she's and totally valid. Like,
if you're so fragile.
Yeah.
You know, on a day such as that, like, to hear the ire of the entire internet, like millions of people mm-hmm. calling you a liar, never gonna. I'm just saying, you guys, like, seriously stop, because it's like, one of these people is not going to be able to handle it.
No, by the way, I completely agree. Like, the way the internet just ascends, and like, people feel so valid. They're mm-hmm. like, we're allowed to criticize her. Like, we gave her this platform. She's buying her wedding dress with money we gave her. Like, people feel so entitled and like feel such ownership of you that I do feel like we are not far away from like the internet taking it too far one of these times.
Yes.
People are not okay.
No, and like, not everyone, especially like when someone is an influencer, they typically turn to the internet because like, they might have social anxiety. Mm-hmm. They might be shy. Like, especially when in the early days of the internet, like, people who went online were because like, real world wasn't like,
it was too hard.
They were having a hard time connecting with people. And so they found like-minded people on the internet, and like, it still doesn't change who you are as like, maybe an introverted person who's like, not going to be able to handle this stuff well.
No, but also what's so interesting, especially with people who get famous on TikTok, is it happens so fast. Mm-hmm. And I think with other influencers, like, they go at it for years and years and they have time to like build this exterior. Yeah. Whereas like with Michaela,
you experience things on a small scale, which then next time you have like,
you know how to handle it.
Yeah.
And then they get bigger and bigger, but you're getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
But with TikTok, like, this overnight success, like, I think Remy Bader is a great example. Michaela, like, overnight, like, getting a million followers and having no time to prepare. Mm-hmm. It's not anything like a normal human being can handle.
No. Even like someone who's been in the game for so long
still struggles.
There are so many like things that say like, people, human beings, like, if you think back, like, this was in the social dilemma.
Yes.
If you think back like hundreds of years, like, the way that the internet happened has been in such a short time frame, and like, the human brain was never meant to process more than like a handful of people's opinions about you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very unnatural.
Yeah. So I just think, like, everyone needs to calm down. Like, that's always my message.
Yeah, so it wasn't a lash.
And also, Jeffree Star has a new boyfriend. No one has figured it out. There are no leads. Like, I don't think the internet always figures something out. Jeffree's like actually giving us nothing. Like, this could be like an actual actor.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe like the pilot on the plane wants to speak out.
Right.
Or the flight attendant.
No, we know nothing.
We know nothing. But I'm happy Jeffree's back because I love a little Jeffree in my life.
I do too. Like, there was a time when I was so obsessed with him.
So obsessed.
I'm not anymore, but I do feel like...
Well, because he doesn't give anything to, like...
Yeah, but even towards the end, like, when he was, like, doing more Shane Dawson stuff, I was, like, I was over it. Like
the way that we... I can't believe I own that fucking palette. Like...
Which one? Conspiracy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like, I bought makeup from Shane Dawson. Like, no, make it make
literally sense. Why? Literally why?
Make it make sense.
No, the way that I, whole like, phenomenon had this culture in a fucking chokehold.
People like, would say to me, like, Jack, so you're so mentally strong, like you could never like join a cult or like yeah. be that. I bought makeup from Shane Dawson.
Right. No, literally. Literally. It's like embarrassing. Well, you know what's even more embarrassing? I tried and I didn't even get it. And then I got a PR package with it in. Like, I tried and failed.
Yeah, I guess. No, but like.
I actually still have a couple Jeffree Star palettes. Like, the orgy one is so very good. I think he's like a good voice in the beauty community.
Like, it was Jeffree who like.
Who made us care. We don't care about Shane Dawson.
Yeah, ew. Like Jeffree put his Jeffree Star stamp.
No, and like we knew, like, it was like the theme of the palette was Shane, which like, why? The theme of the palette was Shane, but like the company and the aesthetic and everything was all Jeffree. That's why we bought
it. We watched this docuseries of like Shane getting into makeup.
Which like he had never once worn makeup, never once cared about makeup. Like why?
Why?
No, I don't know. Like it was actually, it was the power of influencers.
And is it, wait, Claudia, like I remember when it came out. We were like in LA that week and like the way we had to download the episode for the plane.
Oh, is that what happened?
Last episode. I remember like I binge watched them on the flight there and then on the way home, like the last one was coming out. Like, and we just would not have been okay if we couldn't watch.
That's so unlike
Shane
us.
Dawson making makeup. It's really about Jeffree though. And like yeah. Jeffree is so fascinating.
We went through like a year where we were obsessed with Jeffree.
But like that's
just how the internet
so weird.
It's just a fun fact about us, you know, like we
about like a lot of us.
Yeah, no, we were all obsessed. By the way, it wasn't just me and Jack.
No, we not at all. We were honestly a little late to the bandwagon.
Yeah, we were.
I remember when Shopify was
down and like we were all freaking. Wait,
remember when the palette came out and then there was a video that showed a color that didn't make the cut, that green. And then they were going to release another palette with just adding the green.
Yeah.
And we would have bought that for the green, a color I've never worn.
No, and honestly,
in my whole life,
the way you're describing it is like something I would have done when I was actually 11. And when I tell you this was 2 years ago,
no, like the way I'm describing it, it's like as if Kim and Kylie were. Yeah, like, I never was a Jeffree Star fan before the series, but like he's a captivating figure. But like,
yeah.
Why am I buying a Shane Dawson themed palette?
No, I have no idea. Okay, moving on. Before we continue.
It's just something to chew on for today.
More of our shame spiral is brought to you by Caraway. New year, new kitchenware with Caraway. Start your year off right with non-toxic kitchenware so you can ditch the chemicals and make healthier cooking a piece of cake. With our exclusive discount, you can now save on the full suite of Caraway products, including food storage, the tea kettle, their mini cookware. It's the internet famous cookware set, and it is a staple for any home, and it comes in multiple colors, and it can fit with any design aesthetic. What colors do you have? Because I know I have pink, but I feel like you have a different one.
I have like the cream one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so gorgeous.
It really is.
I use it every single day for a million different things. Like, of course, for a chili, for a soup. I use chili. It to cook eggs. I use the pot. Like, and then I do use the bakeware. The pan, nonstick. It's amazing.
It is. So they're non-toxic. So they're made without materials, toxic materials like PFAs, PTFE, PFOA.
Which means I can also cook Harry's food in there.
Right. The ceramic's naturally slick surface means that minimal oil or butter is required for that slide off the pan eggs and the easy cleaning. It is so well loved. Over 30,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchen, and now it's time to try it for yourself. So visit carawayhome.com/toast10 to take advantage of this limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/toast10 or use code toast10 at checkout. So Caraway, again, that code is TOAST10, non-toxic cookware made modern. Today's episode is also brought to you by Perfect Bar, mind you, were just eating that, chewing like an animal, might I add. If you're looking for a protein bar that actually tastes good, look no further than the Perfect Bar. With their lineup of fresh from the fridge protein bars, Perfect Bar is exactly what you've been looking for, with no chalky or artificial aftertaste. So Perfect Bar is a great snack, great thing to grab on the go. But what's great about it is that it's so fresh that it has to be kept in the fridge, which I feel like all these bars forever have been like, we're fresh, and none of them have to be kept in the fridge. And now I'm like kind of looking at all my other bars and being like, you guys are kind of gross.
You're being like, you're not fresh.
You're not fresh. And like, how do you live with yourself? That's basically what I'm saying. They're made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods. Perfect Bar has a variety of products like protein bars and little snack size bars that are also good and good for you. Make sure to check out the dark chocolate chip peanut butter with like a little couple flecks of sea salt. It's so good. It's a great go-to snack, and it'll really keep you full for a decent amount of time. They're packed with up to 6 grams of proteins and 150 calories, so those little snack ones go a long way. The texture of the bar is kind of not like other bars. It has like a cookie dough texture.
And lob.
It's creamy and full of flavor. They're made with only whole food ingredients, and they contain no artificial preservatives, so they have to be stored in the fridge. Perfect Bar knows that it'll be love at first bite, so for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Sign up for email or text, upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they will reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal. All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking!
Happy snacking. Our next story, little casting news, Bridgerton. Phoebe Denver says she's not in Bridgerton season 3. She said, quote, I did my 2 seasons. Well, that's making it sound a little nastier than it is.
Yeah.
But she recently told Variety about her Bridgerton future. She said, well, I did my 2 seasons. I've done what I wanted to do with the character. And she had a great arc. If they ask me back in the future, who knows? She was even more forthcoming to Screen Rant, saying that she's sadly not in season 3, potentially in the future. But season 3, I'm just excited to watch as a viewer.
Honestly, like after season 1, the idea of her not being in season 2 was like not even conceivable to me. And now like I really get how the show works. Like you get so invested in the next couple. Like we don't need Kate from last season and her husband, Phoebe's brother. We honestly don't need anyone. Like, they really, like, you get involved and then you move on. Like, you know they live happily ever after.
Yeah, well, we do need the Viscount because it's about...
The brother.
It's about the brother. Yeah. But I would just, like, one, since the Duke wasn't ever there, there's not, like, more they can really build on with him and Phoebe. But if I were Phoebe, like, I would always want to come back to the show and, like, be on the next season. Just like, hey, guys, I'm here, still
it's
here.
It's so popular.
It's so popular. And, like, she's doing other movies and shows, but it's, like, I would just always want to like have my foot in. It's probably not that easy. And maybe they were like, okay, your time here is done. Like maybe it was a mutual decision, not her just leaving. But if it were me, like I'd want to, you know, get in there and be like,
yeah, get my 5 minutes.
Brava, let me help you.
Of course, brava, you've got to get married.
Yeah.
Of course. It's literally the number one show in the world.
Yeah. So like, that's just me. But I feel like, you know, with these actors, they're like, oh no.
Constantly biting the hand that feeds them.
They're like, yeah, my character, she arced. It's time she to arced. Go.
They always love that. I'm really excited for the season focusing on Penelope. I feel like this has to be like a culmination of sorts because she is.
I know. I'm kind of like not excited because I think she's a wench.
I know. She was being really fucking wenchy at the end of season 2.
And I know everyone like ships her and Colin, but I think she's kind of toxic. Oh, you want my water that you made fun of?
I'm like choking over here. I didn't make fun of you. I just asked you to move it off the table.
Last sip.
Ew, like backwash. I feel like you don't backwash. You're so clean.
Yeah, no, because I don't put my whole mouth on it like that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just like that. Yep.
Oh, God, it's made it worse.
So I'm kind of like not rooting for Penelope. I think Colin deserves someone, tabula rasa, not someone who messed with him all these years.
Do you think that they don't end up together? Like, is that a possibility?
I'm not rooting for it.
Oh, wow.
Just because, like, she's so selfish.
She was being, like a whiny bitch.
And, like, she did all that stuff with Marina, like, a few seasons ago. And I know, like, you love him, but, like...
You're playing with people's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's, like, constantly wielding her power, like, for evil.
Yeah, except, like, Marina did end up in a good situation. And who's to say what would have happened?
Yeah. But still, like, it's not... You can't play God.
No, you can't.
Yeah, she's kind of a wench, but, like, I do love her. She's just, like... She's just like sad.
Yeah. Maybe she needs some humbling.
Yeah. And I'm sure she'll get it.
Yeah. Cause also her friend like knows.
Her friend knows. And didn't they lose their money?
Yes, but she like has this thriving business.
Right, right. She's like literally like a local business owner.
Yeah, which you do love to see, like girl boss, girl shop bossing. Local. Like she definitely is on Squarespace for her website. She's definitely
girl bossing a little too close to the sun.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for season three. Like this makes no difference to the storyline, but it's crazy because it's like she is Bridgerton.
Yeah. But is she? But like she like wasn't even Bridgerton last season. Like no. I don't think of her anymore, Phoebe. As like the face of Bridgerton. When I found out she was gonna be in season two, I was like, am I even gonna watch? But now I understand, like we focus on a different couple every season. I don't care that she's not gonna be in it.
Yeah.
Especially, you're right, since her boyfriend isn't.
Yeah.
No, and he had such a bright future, like he left the show. What the fuck is he doing now?
He should be in season three.
Right.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Final story.
Yeah. Wedding bells for Abigail Breslin. Who married Ira?
She married
Ira Kunyansky nearly 1 year after their engagement. Is pretty low key. She captioned a close up photo. I love a young person named
Ira.
Close up photo of her diamond ring, saying, "Y'all, your girl got married, y'all." And then
two y'alls?
No. Girl got married, y'all.
Confusing.
And then the next day she posted like more photos from the wedding and shared more. But it was like a real wedding. She didn't just like wake up one day and say, I think I'll get married today.
No, it's like a full affair. She had gotten a dress
and they're doing what looks to be the hora.
Was he Jewish? Is she Jewish? What was his last name?
Kunyansky. He could be.
Like for me, I know we've seen so many different stages of Abigail Breslin's life. She will always be Little Miss Sunshine to me. And like the fact that Little Miss Sunshine is married is a beautiful thing.
To me, she'll always be Chanel number 5.
I know that.
Which is so crazy because it was like a blip on the radar. Yeah. But I'm like, oh, okay, so were the other Chanels there? And were they nice to her finally? Did she have them as bridesmaids?
I am curious, who are her celebrity friends?
Well,
I feel like that article would have mentioned, like, you know, Emma Roberts.
Yeah, but there's also not that much content out yet. So, like, maybe if Emma was there, like, she just hasn't shared right. from the wedding.
Or like, Billie Lourd. I feel like her and Billie Lourd were friends.
Yeah, maybe Lea Michele.
Right.
So, I don't know. But I feel like she has like a star-studded group of friends.
I also feel like she's like majorly pulled back from the industry. So like maybe she doesn't.
Yeah. Yes and no.
I need to watch Little Miss Sunshine again. It's been far too long.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Your mic is falling apart.
Engagement.
Okay, well, happy for her. Happy for us getting through another amazing show.
Yeah.
Changing lives.
So now that your life has changed, I hope that you
can go on with your day.
Have an amazing day.
Thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and where podcasts can be found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where we listen to podcasts, find us. The Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. I sound like a canter. At Shul. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love ya. Bye.
Amen.
Bryce and Strice.
Do da do.
Dee da dee.
Do da do.
Do re mi.
Fa sol la.
Ti do re mi do.